This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome to the holiday week. It is, in fact, Thanksgiving week coming up, and this is our first broadcast of that week. Grateful for all y'all for being here and for our syndicator GCN getting this broadcast out to the radio world. And, of course, 2 hours a day, five additional days of the week, Monday through Friday at robertscottbell.com, which you're always welcome to join us there with the live chat room and everything else, robertscottbell.com/listen. We got a lot to do today. There's some amazing stories, one of the most bizarre stories you've ever heard regarding the Fear and Death Administration. That's something you might have heard of. It's called the FDA. This last week we heard that the FDA is really not wanting to reveal all of the documents associated with its approval of the Pfizer jab, so to speak, for COVID. And you're thinking, how badly do they not want this to be revealed? Well, as they were sued to reveal the basis upon which they approved this shot or shots, they pushed back and said, you know what, we'll do it, but we're going to need 55 years to do it. Not kidding. By the year 2076, if a judge goes along with their plan, releasing a little bit at a time over the next 55 years, by then maybe you'll figure out whether you want it or not, if you're still alive. So we have a little follow-up on that today because they've actually started to produce a little bit of the documentation. Aaron Seary had filed suit, among others, that had put this forward together. So 2 months and 1 day after it was sued, close to 3 months since it licensed Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, the FDA released how much? How many? 91 pages. 91 pages and one apparent text file. And in fact, in the link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to the Substack for Aaron Seary, you can actually click on a link, and if you want to see those 91 pages, you can actually see them. But what is it that's in there that's so interesting? Because I don't think we're going to wait 55 years to conclude that this stuff is dangerous. Whatever the heck they want to call it, if they want to call it a vaccine, condition us to believe mRNA, gene technology is just the same thing as a vaccine. I'm not buying it. You're probably not if you're a regular listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show. But one of the documents released and produced is called a cumulative analysis of post-authoritarianism. It's not. It's post-authorization adverse event reports of the quote-unquote vaccine received through 28 February 2021, which is only 2.5 months after they received an emergency use authorization. So basically the data upon which they used to approve it, and I've said this, was about 2 to 3 months of data. And they said, yep, it's good to go, let it go, and let's get Comirnaty out there, which is the brand name of the approved version, licensed version, which can be found nowhere, anywhere in the United States, on no military base, in no hospital, in no clinic, in no drive-through, shoot-em-up vaccine place, nowhere, because, as I've said before as well, that the vaccine will not be released to the public because Pfizer won't allow it until it has indemnified from any injury, harm, or death that it causes. So on page 6 of this document, you know, it kind of goes through a little bit of the adverse events that they found in 2.5 months or so. Page 6, quote now, due to the large numbers of spontaneous adverse event reports received for the product, Pfizer has prioritized the processing of serious cases, and that Pfizer, quote, has also taken multiple actions to help alleviate the large increase of adverse event reports, including, quote, increasing the number of data entry and case processing colleagues, and, quote, has onboarded approximately, something was redacted here, additional full-time employees. Query, why it is proprietary to share how many people Pfizer had to hire to track all the adverse events and yet claim, it's not a big deal, we can approve it. I mean, there's just that alone. You can go full stop, Super Don, and go, wait, what was it that they said that and they approved it? Do it out, excuse me?
Well, I'm sure it wasn't that many, though. I mean, they wouldn't approve something. Yeah, I mean, you know, if it was anything significant, I wouldn't
think.
Well,
let's look at the numbers, and you get to decide. As for that 2.5 months following the EUA, Pfizer's received a total of 42,000-plus reports containing almost 159,000 events. Is that not too much? That's a pretty big number. Look,
yeah.
McDonald's has served over a trillion burgers. Right?
Is it a trillion now?
It shows you
how old I am. I remember right? when it was a billion.
Yeah. So then it switched to billions and billions served. But that's, you know, contributing factor to the decline in the health of all Americans eating toxic factory farmed animals.
That's the topic of obesity. We'll cover that another day.
Okay. But. All right. We'll hit that another day. So here's an issue of females age 30 to 51, nervous system disorders. A high frequency of nervous system disorders they were beginning to analyze and identify. But Pfizer says that's not a cause for alarm. Quote, the findings of these signal detection analyses are consistent with the known safety profile of vaccines. So we knew this was going to happen.
You got to love science talk, right?
Wow.
These aren't neurological system disorders. Those are signal detection analyses. Oh,
yes.
That doesn't sound serious. Yeah.
Of things that we expected. So they say their grand conclusion by Pfizer to the FDA to get this thing approved, the data do not reveal any novel safety concerns or risks requiring label changes and support a favorable benefit risk profile of the BNT, you know, the number of the vaccine. But risk versus
benefit is what we're talking about here.
Yes, but you know how they're defining risk versus benefit? We pretty much knew and expected these neurological problems to occur, and they occurred exactly as we expected them. So there's nothing new to see here. We already knew it. Super Don, this is
an allowable number of nervous system disorders.
It's just
an acceptable number of nervous system disorders. Okay.
We knew it was going to happen, and since we knew it was going to happen and it happened, there's nothing to see here.
Right.
Dude, look, we've been covering this together for so many years, and I'm like, how does anybody trust the FDA's ability to protect the public for anything that they approve? Right? Who owns and controls the FDA? The drug and vaccine industry. They basically say, hey, FDA, we knew that this was going to happen, and it happened just like we thought it would, so pay no attention to the adverse events that we expected. Since we expected it, it's nothing to be concerned about. Logically work your way through that one and go, oh, okay, fine. Yeah, let me have fun. Five or ten of them.
Well, you know, look, I think from a black and white perspective on this as a scientist, I'm going to guess that what they're going to say is, yes, that you had 25,000, almost 26,000 events classified as nervous system disorders, but you had 37 million people that didn't get that. So, you know, the risk is, you know, the benefit outweighs the risk. And I can understand if all you're looking at is numbers, then yeah, well, hey, look, you know, 26,000 apples and 3 million oranges. Hey, look, oh, whatever, fruit. But for the 25,000 or 26,000 people that ended up with what looks like a nervous system disorder, they probably don't care about the people who didn't get the nervous system disorder because they've got it, right? It's like you've said before, you know, for the person that actually gets it, whether it's a nervous system disorder or paralyzation or death, that's 100% risk, right?
Wow. Oh, exactly. And Super D, think about this. In the 2.5 months since it was out approved, they're talking about this number, 26,000 plus. And that's just neurological. We're not talking about
that's just
other
in 2.5 months.
Right, and we're talking what? How many pages? 91 pages out of hundreds of thousands?
3 gazillion, yeah.
And you're like, okay, in the first 91 pages, this is what we found. Oh, dude, I can't wait for the next 91 pages. What is that going to reveal? And also, you think back to the swine flu debacle of 1975-76, the Gerald Ford administration. How many people were injured or killed by the vaccine? Wasn't it fewer than 100 or maybe between 100 and 200?
Yeah.
It was more injury from the vaccine than those who claimed
from the actual flu. Yeah.
Flu. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And you're like, that was all. And what did they do? They completely withdrew it from the market and said, oh, we screwed up.
Gerald Ford, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it may have cost him the presidency running in 76. So if we're to look at perspective today and say, well, 26,000 neurological, you know, by the way, what were a lot of the injuries associated with the swine flu shot? Neurological. Guillain-Barré.
Guillain-Barré, yeah.
And a fraction over the course of that, and they withdrew it from the market. They said, oh, this is too dangerous. And now it's like, we expected this number so that there's nothing to see here. I don't think you can argue, you know, if you talk about from a scientist's perspective, well, the numbers are adding up that it's only 26,000. Like, really? That's the new layer or level? And what happens with the other hundreds of thousands of pages that still are yet to be revealed and released? I don't understand, Superdon. Some days I go, I know we've been covering this for years, but how do people not see through this? How are they just so...
How is it that vaccine hesitant people are just attacked and demonized? You know, when you know that you're playing Russian roulette, I mean, listen, there are people that will play the lottery, and they have the odds of winning the lottery are way smaller than the odds of getting injured in some way or having a negative reaction to the vaccine. So is it, I mean, it is not unreasonable for somebody to want to go, hey, I'm not sure.
Right.
I need to think about this for a minute. No, then you're now an anti-vaxxer.
You're attacked. You're vilified. Just astonishing.
Dude,
the whole.
This is nervous system disorders. This doesn't include all of the other things that we've read about.
Yeah, we haven't even touched on cardiovascular issues, where most of the damage is occurring.
Myocarditis, blood clots. I mean,
yeah, dude, it's a sad state of affairs when much of the world is in the grips of the hypnotic trance. Of those authoritarian sorcerer fear mongers of the
and
vaccine
and the mob
variety.
Mentality,
complete mob mentality. You're right. Mm. Speaking of mob mentality, when we come back from this break, you know, I've argued that the act of vaccination is a violent act. The act of mandating vaccination times what 10 that is, and how is it manifesting in Europe where they're protesting right now? Back after this, RobertScoutBell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn on your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, that sound you're hearing are protests we've heard in the Netherlands, in Austria, in other areas where there are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people protesting lockdowns, mandatory injections, jabs, what they call vaccines, resulting in what? It's being called an orgy of violence that's manifesting.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Dutch police opened fire on unarmed protesters.
Live bullets.
Live bullets in Rotterdam.
Yes. Yes.
Because they were demonstrating against COVID-19 restrictions and lockdowns. And the Dutch mayor called it an orgy of violence. Now, I'm just saying this is what you can expect because the act of a vaccination injection is a violent act. And that's even if you agree to get it. It violently pierces your skin. You got to understand what I'm saying here. The act of, especially when it's not consented to, then it's a tantamount to what I call a vaccination rape scenario where it pierces your body. It violates your bodily autonomy and integrity, in this case with a needle. And so it's a violent act, and then they say you have to have it. I don't care that you don't consent. If you don't have it, you lose your freedom. You lose your job. You lose, you know, on and on it goes. And people are rightfully upset and figuring it out. Maybe a little late, but saying, oh my gosh, if we don't stand up now, we won't have feet to stand on, for instance. So officers arrested around 51 people. Half of them were minors. And there are so many people that were suffering minor injuries in this scenario. I mean, how do you these are not legitimate government responses anymore. What do you think the people are going to do when they're told they can no longer be free unless they get a jab or unless they permanently wear something around their head? I mean, there was a time when the conservative movement and party here in the United States, if you will, would say, hey, if we don't put an end to, what we call Islamic terrorism, we're all going to be wearing burqas and living under Sharia law. But what they neglected to point out or acknowledge was that the Sharia law is being instituted, and I'm just using that term loosely, no offense to any Muslims, but through the pharmaceutical cult, a form of law that says, you know what, you either do what we tell you or, off with your head, off with your freedom, bodily autonomy no longer yours. You must wear the equivalent of a burqa around your head, man, woman, and child. Don't show us your mouth. We don't want you breathing without being encumbered because we don't know what you're breathing could kill grandma or everybody else. And you're teaching kids this. Superdon, you think about that. Remember, that, obviously there's some extremists in all religions. We know that. But in the case of Islamic extremism, what they say, if you don't obey, you get your head cut off scenario. Mm. Well, I see this happening through the pharmaceutical religion. In this case, if you don't agree, you lose everything. That's what I see happening here. And the people are going, we're not going along with that. And now it's raised the specter of, again, government overt violence beyond the shots, but shots including gunshots.
No, it's happening all over the world. Dude, there are protests going on across the globe. Well, let's see. That would be kind of a flatter.
Well, thing. No, but
it's
in
not
Austria,
across the globe, around the globe.
Around
there
the globe,
go.
Yeah. But Austria. They're set to mandate the vaccines with no exceptions.
Right.
With no exemptions.
The lockdown is major news right now in Austria. I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that, yes, this is terrible in Austria, but I think a lot of people don't understand that there are major protests against mandates and vaccine passports going on in France, Switzerland, Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, Canada, here, Belgium, Australia, the Czech Republic, New Zealand. It's happening internationally, but there's a media blackout on this stuff. Nobody knows. You have to go looking for it, and you can't find it.
You got to dig for it.
But yeah, big numbers of people, thousands and thousands of people hitting the streets that are protesting against this.
And in Austria, remember, that's where Hitler came from. Hitler was not a German. He was an Austrian. And if the Austrians don't go back into their history and recognize that they might have been more avid supporters of Nazism. At this point, you're seeing the government come out in that context to force vaccinate everybody in that country by the spring, I believe it is. And that's why these protests are increasing in intensity and fervor, and the risk for violence is ever rising. But folks, if you don't rise up now, it will be too late. That's what we're seeing here. All right, when we come back from this brief break, a new COVID war. Redefining what is fully vaccinated. It never ends, folks. Get ready. Put a stop to it now. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A storm system developing over the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, bringing snow, showers, and thunderstorms along the northeast and southeast region of the U.S. By Monday, the system expected to reach the East Coast, bringing heavy rain to the I-95 corridor from Washington to Boston. Things expected to calm down headed towards the Thanksgiving weekend. TSA saying it's seen the highest passenger volume since early 2020, more than 2.2 million passing through airport security checkpoints on Friday. With more people traveling for the holiday, Chief Medical Advisor to the President, Dr. Anthony Fauci, encouraging folks to get their booster shots.
We know they're safe and we know they're highly effective in bringing very, very high up the optimization of your protection. So just go ahead and get boosted.
Dr. Fauci on CNN State of the Union, USA Radio News. People taking to the streets this weekend to protest the jury decision in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
The acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager who fatally shot two protesters and injured another last year, sparked protests in cities across the United States this weekend. In Chicago, civil rights advocate Jesse Jackson led a demonstration on Saturday through the city's downtown area. Hundreds of people could be seen in one video holding signs and banners marching down the streets. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Dutch police firing shots on protesters of COVID-19 measures who got out of hand. Several hundred rioters torching cars, setting off fireworks, and throwing rocks at police. Meanwhile, thousands of people took to the streets of Vienna, Austria, in protest of new restrictions set to take place on Monday, the government opposing a nationwide lockdown to combat a growing fourth wave of the coronavirus. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Thanks again for being here, y'all. RobertScottBell.com. Sign up for email alerts. There's a lot going on in November and December every year where we plug you into some of the most amazing deals and great discounts on products and services that will strengthen your power to heal, that will help you to regain the health that you may have never had, like I never had as a young kid growing up pharmaceutically. We want you to be strong. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be vital. We want you to be able to see and think clearly and act on information with the energy that is yours by virtue of your very creation. So when we talk about supplements and things from time to time, it's because we actually use them, including our friends at Cardio Miracle, which are really supplying one of the most profound and important combination formulas in a powder that you just add with the water to facilitate the sustained production of nitric oxide,
which is critically produced within the endothelial layer of your vascular system, and it's the very layer that is very vulnerable, being assaulted by these injections and spike proteins, etc. If you want to protect yourself, you need to be able to regenerate. Lectures that I've done recently on silver, copper, nitric oxide, and hydrogen, phenomenally important to help you guide you through this mess and get you out the other side alive and well. And one of the things this week, Super Don, I think coming up, we start up with some major deals from our friends at Synergy Science and their annual like pre-Black Friday stuff that's going on. I know you'll have links up in, at the show notes as well as banners, but email alerts as well.
Email is probably going to be the number one place that you're going to be able to get all of the information we're going to have going out here over the next week or two. And so I would suggest you go over to robertscottbell.com, sign up. We don't sell your information. We really use it just for you and me, you and us. And we'll keep you plugged into everything because there's a lot that's going to be going on between now and the end of the year. And we don't want you to miss out the stuff that we talk about on the show, the products and services that support this show. They're going to be providing some deep discounts, including stuff from Synergy Science. Huge Synergy Science opportunities coming up this week. So get plugged in.
We want you drinking molecular hydrogen antioxidant water, especially to activate, super activate all of your minerals that you're doing to protect you, to regenerate. And that's it. The loss of ability to regenerate faster than you degenerate results over the long haul in premature aging. Or premature aging. I'm thinking about our Brits. I think they say premature. But aging. But worse than that, in the accelerated attacks by spike proteins, et cetera, we're talking well premature deaths, inducing dangerous events that you cannot recover from. And if it's true in terms of depletion of minerals and other things and the damage and inflammation that's happening within the vascular system, it's really accelerating degeneration at the most vital system of blood flow and nutrient and oxygen delivery at the deepest levels of your body. And if you corrupt that, there's very little chance or opportunity to recover. And this is where we've seen the pathways into ventilators in hospitals, where they don't acknowledge things like copper deficiency as it relates to the oxygenation of the blood. You think it's all about iron. Without copper, iron can't do its job in the body, and you have rust, you have inflammation, you have damage, you have further degradation in an accelerated way. I don't think the path out of this mess is complicated, but it's compounded by a mainstream media, big government, big pharma, and, big media to not only either A, ignore these pathways or overtly attack people who bring them up and provide options to navigate your way through and out of this mess. And that's why we've been banned on YouTube and Spotify. And thankfully, we're still here, syndicated radio, and also at robertscottbell.com. So please join us as well for our monthly Ask Me Anythings, AMAs, for our Patreon supporters. Next one is going to be November the 30th. That's a Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific, for an AMA extraordinaire. Also that day, November 30th, is our weekday show. We're going to have Bobby Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., and his new book on the real Anthony Fauci. Oh, man, this guy's a monster, Fauci. You cannot exaggerate. Anything you say is going to be less than what he really is, as you find out the history of Fauci. All right, so let's talk about this new COVID war, redefining the vaccinated. This is something I warned folks about on this show and on other shows. In fact, you know, two or almost 3 years now, it's amazing how time has flown, being on the high wire with my buddy Del Bigtree, where I warned everybody about the Real ID Act, how it was aligning itself with unique biometric identifiers, medical IDs, and or social security numbers to track your vaccine status. And that it wouldn't be good enough that your kids got jabbed, but they're going to say, well, we're going to mandate all the adult boosters. Y'all ain't getting your boosters. When's the last time you had a measles shot? Now, this is before the COVID crazy hit. And then it began, oh, you know what, how they're going to implement the vaccine passports by claiming everybody's going to die unless you get jabbed by this emergency use authorization now semi-approved, despite the fact that the first 91 pages are devastating for anybody that has critical thinking skills still available to them. You would never want to get that. But those that had gone, oh, yeah, I got my freedom back, right? I got I got my two shots. And then y'all make me do versions of Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, give me three shots, give me three shots, because two's not enough. Give me three shots. No, maybe give me four. And so the redefining, the constant redefining of what is fully vaccinated is a very real issue. Once they got you and you're in, and they say, well, yeah, you thought you were free, those two jabs now must be three. And they just approved the boosters for all adults. Inevitably, they'll bring it down to the 5 to 11s as well, and their dream is to get the infants to 5-year-olds. So how do you not see that? How does anybody not see this again, Superdon? That, you know, like, yay, I did it. I got my shots. I'm a good person. And it's like those people that were heroes, the first responders, the doctors, the nurses, for being in the midst of all the COVID crazy, and there were no jabs available, right? Right. And now that they are, they go, we don't want them because we see the danger. We see what's happening. And now those people are not heroes. They're pariahs. They're anti-vaxxers.
And unemployed.
Yeah, and unemployed, yeah.
Yes. Yep. No, you're right. 100%. You know, I mean, what was the big carrot that they were dangling at first? You know, if you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear this mask anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops.
I didn't last.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're vaccinated? Well, you should still wear the mask anyway. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of understandable frustration out there. And conflicting messages. People don't trust the FDA and the CDC and Anthony Fauci anymore. Why? Because they can't get a straight answer, you know, on anything. Nothing stays the same. Nothing is consistent. They contradict each other. And, you know, we're going, what, 2 years into this now? People have, you know, they only have so much patience before they're going to start going, you know what, screw you guys. I'm just going to figure it out myself.
I think
but then they become the anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, we've been way more patient and tolerant than we should have been, honestly, in this case.
Yeah, yeah.
Two governors announcing that the two jabs are not enough. Governor Ned Lamont from Connecticut says, we're 11 months into the vaccination program. In my view, if you were vaccinated more than 6 months ago, you're not fully vaccinated. There you go. How about governor of Connecticut practicing medicine without a license? Man, it's my opinion, and therefore, the freedom you thought you had, you have lost unless you get another jab, get a booster. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said this on last Wednesday. We are analyzing what we can do to increase or create those incentives and potentially mandates for making sure that people are fully vaccinated, which means three. Count them, three vaccines. The New Mexico State Health Secretary told the Associated Press that changing the definition of fully vaccinated is being discussed, and he expects a new public health order to be released in the next few weeks. The UK, for our friends at UK Health Radio, will adjust the definition to include booster shots, Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Now, here's the question, Robert. What happens 6 months from now?
Yeah, three is not fully vaccinated anymore.
Why would anybody think otherwise? You know, there are a few theories out there.
Yeah.
One that I've heard from Anthony Fauci, not that I want to quote him, but I'm going to quote him because it's what's being said. It's in the news that he's saying, well, you know, the booster shot, you know, once you get that, then your immune system is matured enough that might be enough. You won't have to get any more. I don't see it. I don't believe it.
It's Lucy and the football. It's the dangling of the carrot.
It's
the moving
the
of the
waning
goalposts.
Immunity. And I, you know, here's what my prediction is what they're going to do is they're going to keep doing this booster thing because this particular vaccine that they created is not doing the job. And what's going to happen is Merck or Pfizer or somebody is going to come out with the new and improved mRNA vaccine. We've now fine tuned this thing, and this is the one that you want to get now. That's going to solve all the problems that we've been having.
Well, and if it happens, as I predict, that the law of diminishing returns manifests itself, and fewer people fall for it, then what do they got to do? They got to bring out even scarier things. You guys ain't scared about COVID? Hey, guess what? We just found smallpox in somebody's lunchbox at the CDC.
Yeah, that's
you know, another thing we've been covering, and that is, I guess, part and parcel to this question of the day.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, it's question of the daytime here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and it relates to what we just brought up. A friend of ours wrote in, hi, Robert. Let's see, who is this from? Monica, a friend of Liana's, our friend Liana Werner Gray. She's lovely, the Earth Guider. She says, I was wondering if you could discuss on your show about all the recent talk about smallpox. Not sure if any of this is true, but I did read that currently only two places in the world are allowed to keep the virus because it was so deadly. One in Africa and one in possibly Atlanta. Yeah, you're referring to the Centers for Disease Creation, CDC. So I wonder, why would Merck Why would Merck have several vials of it stored in their facility in Philadelphia? Oh, good question. Good question.
Yeah.
Apparently, according to this article, the FDA has already removed them from the site. I also read the FDA approved a drug called Trembexa on June 4th, 2021, to treat smallpox in case there was an outbreak. Back in 2017, they approved a PCR test to be used in case there was a smallpox outbreak. You know, they've been setting this thing up. And they also have two vaccines ready and waiting for it. ACAM2000 and Jynneos. Do you think they could be getting ready for the next pandemic? I'm not sure if any of this is true, but I thought between you and Super Don, you might be able to answer a few of my questions. So, Monica, yeah, you're right to be thinking about this in this way. I covered it on Friday's show. I think I went into some detail with Ula, our friend Ula Tinsley, a graduate from Trinity School of Natural Health as well. And I said, if you look back historically, smallpox wasn't much worse than chickenpox in reality, except when you went to allopathic physicians, doctors who used mercury topically. And they just outright killed their patients because they suppressed the expression of smallpox, which is part of the healing process, the recovery. Homeopaths had a death rate around maybe a percentage point, hardly that, and naturopaths and herbalists and these things. So we've got to learn a lot more about these so-called scary diseases, or else we're going to fall prey to the next germ theory scare, whether it's this or Marburg, or what else are they going to throw at us? Y'all got to keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show so you don't fall prey to fear porn from the likes of Fauci or otherwise. Thanks for your question. We'll be back to wrap up this hour after this. Go to robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Scott Bell Show. Now, I realize that was a little bit of a quick response in terms of the smallpox. I would urge you to go back and listen to the archives from Friday's show, which, if you're not sure when that was the 19th of November, 2021. We're available on all the podcast sites around the world you can imagine, except for Spotify, where we're banned, and YouTube. But come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen. A lot of the videos are up from each week's show as well, all the weeks that we have, and until they go into archive fully. So go back and listen to Friday's show for a more comprehensive answer on the concerns that people are having for the revitalization of smallpox as a fear-mongering tool to get you lined up for another jab for your freedom. Your slavery. Never mind.
You're a funny guy, Robert Scott.
Oh, man, we're dealing with some serious stuff, though. And for those of you who aren't annoyed enough already, how many of you have put up your Christmas lights? It's not even Thanksgiving. I know Super Don's annoyed. I'm not so annoyed as Super Don, but look at me. I was raised Jewish, and we got to celebrate Christmases, too, so we got all the holidays. So I'm like, put up your lights. Fun.
No.
Somebody agrees with me.
I went to a major department store. I don't know. It was like I think the day of Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Looking for something because we were taking all the grandkids out and stuff like that. And in their garden center, they already had Christmas trees with the lights and all that stuff like that. And I wanted to burn the place down because it just, look, I understand why they're doing it.
Yeah.
From a retail point of view, makes a whole lot of sense because they want to make more money. They want to sell more stuff. And especially with the hit that retail took last year. I can understand it. Okay, fine. I get it. I still don't like it. I think it's dumb.
So, Super Don, you're saying you hate Christmas.
I don't hate Christmas. I don't hate Christmas before I've gone trick-or-treating. Or before I've had turkey for Thanksgiving. Right. You know, it's like, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. So I personally haven't seen anybody who's put up their Christmas lights, but that is a thing that's going on right now. The people are according to science, apparently,
yes.
In this article, science
says. Science, anyway?
You haven't seen science?
Mr. Science? Dr. Science?
Yeah. Apparently, if you put your Christmas lights up now, it'll make you happier, they say.
Well, You know what? I'm going to concur a little bit in this. I get the annoyance of it happens earlier and earlier every year. I think truly it does, and this year is maybe setting records for that. But as we ride around the neighborhood, my wife and I were looking at it, and some people have put their lights up, and it does make me smile.
Okay, but look, why can't you do like my wife does?
What does she
do? She's got decorations for everything, okay?
Yeah.
So if you're going to put up decorations, why don't you put up some Thanksgiving decorations? You know, Thanksgiving's coming. That's a happy holiday. It may not have Santa, but, you know, I mean, put up some stuff. Yeah, put
but
up
there's no such thing as Thanksgiving lights. Have you heard of those? No, I don't know what
those are. Well, no, actually there is. If you really want to go all out, absolutely. With the orange lights and stuff like that. The orange, there's wreaths that you can put on the door. There's I've got decorations out on my porch right now with like leaves and pumpkins and a sign, you know, says happy, you know, fall, you know, or whatever. And so, you know, I mean,
but science doesn't say that those are going to work. It's just,
you know, if we're going to go with this logic, why don't we go out and shoot fireworks?
Yeah.
Right? And we'll have a barbecue and we can have American flags.
Yeah.
And so like that, let's just start decorating for the 4th of July. Why not?
I'm all in. That's my favorite.
That's a happy holiday, right?
I know.
I'm going to drink some green beer and put on my shamrock glasses because I want to start celebrating St. Patrick's Day today.
You do that and it'll make me laugh. Super Don, you're being ridiculous now. You're just being ridiculous. All right. Bah humbug, Super Don. Get off my lawn. But I like the lights. I don't mind them. In fact, they should be up year round. Just don't ever take them down.
Oh, you're one of those guys that just never takes them down.
we don't. We put them out after. Honestly, we put them out after Thanksgiving. Typically, a little bit. We don't have a major light.
That makes sense. After Thanksgiving. Come on.
No, I think you tend to lose the specialness of it if you extend it too long. So.
Okay.
All right, but I have to admit, I smile as I see some of the lights in the neighborhood. I do. So happy me. All right, folks, we're wrapping up hour one here. We got a whole other hour ago of broadcast healing on the Robert Chad Bell Show. Again, sign up for email alerts. There's a lot going on, and Super Don's keeping us all informed and keeping you plugged into some things that are going to be a difference makers very, very immediately for your health and moving into the new year as we're heading toward the end of 2021 into 2022. We'd like it to be better, but it's going to take... Well, you're doing something different. We all have to do something differently in order for it to be better. If that's where you're going, that's where we're going. Thanks for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.